rocks and throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to bed every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. You know we got to sit around at home and watch this thing begin. I'll bet there won't be many left to see it really end. Cause a fire in the street ain't like a fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street, in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. Unless your uncle owns a store, you know that the having every four just going amount to nothing more. Till we watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Blow your harmonica, son. I always like that line. That's the Mothers of Invention, their first single in 1966, Trouble Coming Every Day, on Verve Records. That closes out our fairly brief sampling of some tracks that Carole Kaye, famed Wrecking Crew bass player, played on, as we're celebrating her being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then rejecting the induction and the nomination. All right. Oh, man, I had no idea until a couple of days ago. I read that she played on the Freak Out sessions for the Mothers' first album. So we played a single from that, Trouble Coming Every Day. That provides a really interesting, I think, contrast to another social commentary song that she played on, Sonny and Cher's The Beat Goes On from 1967, a hit single for them on ATCO Records. And then she also played on a ton of Beach Boys stuff. She was Brian Wilson's go-to bass player from like 64 to late 66. And we played Dance, Dance, Dance there from the Beach Boys Today album, is also a hit single. It's from 1965 on Capitol Records. And then also something that I learned this week, she played on The Byrds' Don't Make Waves, which was written by McGuinn and Hillman and is from the soundtrack for the movie Don't Make Waves, which introduces Sharon Tate. I think that's her first big role on the big screen. That's from 1967, and that's on MGM. That's a good, lighthearted Southern California eye candy, L.A. area Malibu eye candy movie if you're looking for something to do. You want to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours, forget how long the movie is. It's good, enjoyable, lighthearted, mid to late 60s romp there through Southern California. And then we started off with the Monkees. She played on the More of the Monkees album, so we played She there, which is one of my favorite tracks, of course, with Mickey on vocals. I think I tend to favor Mickey on vocals with Monkees tracks. Mickey and then Mike, I think, are like tied for the top two. So that LP on Cold Gems Records. All right, friends, Wig Folk, it has been the Wig Out here. My honor to be here every week. Richard Wig, your humble host here on the Wig Out. We're going to toss it over to Harry here. Stick around. He's coming in at the top of the hour with the Fun House. All right, we're going to close it out here with an instrumental. We're going to Pet Sounds, and we're going to play the actual title track for Pet Sounds, which is an instrumental, Beach Boys' iconic 1966 album that Carole Kaye played on, written by Brian Wilson. And with that, I'm going to toss it over to Harry. We will be back next week, Wigsters. Same Wig time, same Wig channel. All right.
She's a real girl for the real world. She's a creature of beauty. She's sublime in the daytime, in the nighttime. She's original like Coney every time. She has sparkle. She's appealing. Her perfume face, her makeup catch your eye. She's a girl you always notice. That's original by Cody walking by. Francois thought of perfume, only made the best. Cody has a makeup, and time will do the rest. She has a glow, she's like sunshine. She's a beauty every single day.
Welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
there's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Hard to understand, but a hell of a man. This cat of the slum had a mind, wasn't dumb. But a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. The game he plays for keeps. Hustling times in ghetto streets, trying to get over.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo!
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo! 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 Ringo!
Thank you. All right, good evening. Wrapping up Sunday night here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio and Swingin' Sunday. Hope you heard Becky's Bubblegum OD and Richard Wigg with The Wig Out preceding this show. And after this, the Omnipotent Bunny takes over on Rock and Soul Radio. But thanks for tuning in to the Fun House here. Just run down the tracks. We listen to Insect Surfers doing Polaris, deep from the headphone collection of Soul Stealer. The Merman off live with Pull of the Moon. One of my favorites, Food for Other Fish live record. Tangerine Dream before that. You really got to commit yourself to listening or playing or whatnot. A Tangerine Dream track. That's Rubicon Part 1, some 17 minutes and, 30 seconds. But I always loved hearing that. It just seemed to fit. I got deeply into the shoegazing aspect. Not a lot of Tangerine Dream 45s, as you probably know if you're a collector. Edgar Foresee just never revealed his, you know, woolly bully side. Anyway. Before that, new music from Pie Corner Audio with Counting the Hours. Counting the Hours, we are until, Tenarowen doing Tidjit off their new record, Amatsu. Lauren Green, RCA Records, Ringo, one of those great story songs. A number one hit that was in the US of A many moons ago. Incubus doing Shaft. I used to work with a bunch of young gals, Cindy, Cheryl, Kathy, etc. They loved the Incubus and Ubistank also. They were obsessed with both those bands, and I must say I missed it. But anyway, there's Incubus. A lot of yelling in there, ladies. That's all I'm going to say. Superfly from Curtis Mayfield, of course. The Art of Fear doing The Grassy Knoll. Thanks again, Dr. D, for tuning me out to those guys. Vernon Reed, great stuff. And began with an 80s remix of Black or White, Michael Jackson. This was in Vegas, so Michael Jackson tribute show. Michael Jackson won the inevitable colon, and really uplifting, good stuff, good Cirque du Soleil, in fact. But made some great pop records, the king of pop. That'll do it for me here. Hope you all have a good week. My name is Harry Parmenter, and I want to thank you for joining me. See you next week in the Funhouse.
More and more people hear, more and more music on
WFMU.
More and more people hear, more and more music on
WFMU.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music, that's our middle name.
Have my fortune read. She said, man. under the bed.
That's right. And drown.
I fought the